At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's a new team at the top of our Big 12 football power rankings for week three, and it is, well, give me a second. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. We appreciate you being here. If you are new, subscribe to the channel. There are thousands of you pouring in over the last week or so with the college football season being back. We want you here and subscribed. So do that right below the channel. Hit that thumbs up on YouTube and subscribe on the podcast. iTunes, Spotify, thank you for being here and joining us as a part of the show. Let me take a big chug of water, okay? And then I'll give you the number one team in the power rankings. We good? All right. All right. Build it up. The number one team I've got in my power rankings this week, the Arizona State Sun Devils. Let's go. Oh, my goodness. I am quickly falling in love with this team, with Kenny Dillingham, and what they are putting together in Tempe. It is so much fun to watch through 2 weeks. Wyoming, Mississippi State, you got two solid wins. The Mississippi State game, of course, beating an SEC opponent. Okay, it's a projected bottom feeder in the SEC. But I'll tell you right now, there was another team in the Big 12 who played a projected bottom feeder in the SEC, and they were down a couple of touchdowns at one point and had to come back to win the game. We'll get to them in a second. So I've got Arizona State. And if you told me I'd have the Sun Devils in the top spot before the season started by week two, I'd say you were freaking insane. I'd say you were nuts. But here we are. That's why they play the games, as Herm Edwards infamously said. So I don't know what you can't like about the Sun Devils team. Another 359 rushing yards in week two. They made Blake Shapen at quarterback look very mediocre for Mississippi State. And I am putting Arizona State at number one this week in the power rankings. And by the way, last week I had them at number three. Remember how I do these, by the way. It's what you've actually done on the field, okay? That's it. It's not projections. It's not how I think the season's going to go. It's just what you've actually done based on who you've played. And that, I think, is the best way to do a power ranking. Number two, the Utah Utes. They were two last week. They stay in the number two spot, beating Baylor in the non-conference game over the weekend. Yes, that was a non-con. The Utah defense had complete control of that game. The offense did what it had to do to get a win. I probably would have had him at one if Cam Rising didn't get hurt and he played the whole game. If he's out for any period of time, you've got problems. No doubt about it. Zach Wilson's little brother, from what I saw, is not someone who's going to help you win a Big 12 title. But that's why I kept him in that two spot. Because the second half was not pretty offensively, and I want to see where this all goes from here. So I've got Utah at number two in the Big 12 power rankings this week. At number three, Oklahoma State dropping from one down to three. They also beat an SEC opponent, just like Arizona State did, but frankly, They got their beats butt and their butts beat. They got both things handed to them on Saturday in that game against Arkansas. They were outgained by 300 yards. They were mauled in the trenches on both sides, and it was very evident out of the gates. Now, of course, Mike Gundy's Mike Gundy. So he just pulls a rabbit out of a hat. I know that Oklahoma State fans love Mike Gundy, but I really hope you realize how good you've got it with this guy. He is a national treasure. Not just like when it comes to being at the podium and being hysterical and brutally honest all at the same time, but like as a head coach, Oklahoma State had no business winning that game. Like at some point this week, I want to go back and watch it before week three and just look back at it and say, yeah, okay, my gut was right from Saturday. Oklahoma State had no business winning that game. And not only do they win the game, they cover the freaking spread in double overtime. I mean, go figure. Mike Gundy is a mastermind. And that was a classic Gundy-Oklahoma State game on Saturday. But I've got to bump him down in the power rankings because I didn't like the offensive line play, which I told you last week was a concern of mine after the San Diego or South Dakota State game. And again, you saw them struggle on Saturday against Arkansas. So both those sides of the line have to be watched, and the injury to Colin Oliver could be absolutely brutal for this team. He's expected to be out for the season. So Oklahoma State comes in at number three. At number four, Iowa State jumping up from number 13 and taking the number four spot this week. They win the Cy Hawk Trophy going on the road, beating Iowa for the second time in the last three seasons. And what do we learn from this game? Let it rip, Rocco. That's what we learned from this game, and hopefully that's what Matt Campbell learns from this game as well. You got to let your leaders sling it around a little bit, especially when you may have one of the best 1-2 punches at wide receiver in the entire Big 12 conference. And with John Heacock doing what he does on that defensive side of the ball, I have moved up Iowa State with an impressive top 25 road win against a Big 10 team to number four. If they played halfway decently in the first half, they might have been up to number three. But, you know, got to keep it interesting. That's what Big 12 teams do. It was a heart attack weekend, week two. I just need a little more of a relaxed week three because I'm not sure my blood pressure can take a week three like we just had in week two. And Cy-Hawk was right at the top of that list. At number five in the power rankings, TCU. They moved down a spot from number five. Did nothing wrong. They blew out Long Island, which they were expected to do. You combine that with, I believe, an underappreciated road win at Stanford from week one, and I don't see any reason to bump TCU down much further. Now, they open up conference play on Saturday against UCF, and this is one of the more underrated games on the entire Big 12 schedule. These are two teams who believe they can be the contender that people are not talking enough about in the Big 12. Now, I've got UCF in the Big 12 championship game, so I'm talking plenty about it. But you look at most of the national projections, and you hear names like Utah, Oklahoma State, Kansas State. You don't hear a lot about UCF. You don't hear a lot about TCU. You hear some Iowa State. You hear some Arizona. So the winner of this game is going to feel like it's us. We're the team that can go out there and can be the surprise in the Big 12. The loser is in a very tough spot. So I've got TCU at number five. At number six, Kansas State, down from five to six in the power rankings this week. And they're 2-0. They beat Tulane on the road, but it was not pretty. We all, you know, we've talked about the games. If you missed that, we do a game recap, a reaction show on Sundays after the games take place that's only on YouTube and the podcast, so make sure you're subscribed and find it there. But we talked plenty about the game on Sunday, but you look back on it and you say Kansas State, kind of like Oklahoma State, put itself in a tough spot. You're down double digits at halftime. Avery Johnson still looks like a first-year quarterback a lot, and that's to be expected, by the way. He wasn't going to walk in there and just be the dude. He wasn't going to be, you know, the guy who looked like a three-year veteran. That would have been an unfair thing to expect of Avery Johnson. And that showed in that Tulane game at times. But hey, scoop and score, defense does its thing. That's what Kansas State does. And they get out of there with a win, but I had to bring them down one spot. I moved up to number seven, the BYU Cougars. They were at nine last week. And listen, BYU is a 13-point underdog at SMU. And they won the game outright. And the defense, it just was nasty in that game on Friday. I'm telling you, I don't know if BYU's got an offense to speak of. That remains to be seen. But damn, that defense is a lot of fun to watch and a lot of fun to follow. So if that defense is here to stay, Cougars are going to be in some surprising dogfights this year, and you might as well start betting the unders when you can on the BYU Cougars, by the way, on their games. At number eight, the UCF Knights. Now, UCF just hasn't played anybody yet. Great, they look good against Sam Houston State. Congratulations, they haven't played anybody yet. So I'm not going to give them too much credit in the power rankings. Now, the stats are impressive. The defense is second in the Big 12 in rushing yards allowed per game, second in points allowed per game, fourth in total yards allowed per game. But once again, it's New Hampshire and Sam Houston State. I'm not going to be impressed. As a guy that has UCF in the Big 12 championship game, I've got much higher expectations for this team. So beat TCU on Saturday, and then we're talking.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At number nine in the power rankings, I have got the West Virginia Mountaineers. I had them at seven last week. I bump them down to nine. You know, Penn State nearly getting upset by Bowling Green doesn't really help their cause. Some of you might think that's unfair, but once again, I'm trying to put together a total picture based on data points like who you played, what the results were in that game, how you looked, and then also, suddenly, we have more data points like who the people you played have played. Now, it's probably more of a hangover game for Penn State, but still, we've only got the two data points to work with. So, they took care of Albany on Saturday, but some of you thought I gave West Virginia a little too much credit for a loss last week to Penn State at home, and there may have been some valid points in that. I'm not going to deny that that's, in hindsight, maybe a valid point. So combine that with how Penn State looked this week, bump them down a slot, but they get Pittsburgh this weekend to move back up. Do the Mountaineers. At number 10, Arizona. They were 8 last week. I moved them down to 10. They trailed University of Northern Arizona at halftime, where they were favored to beat by 36 points. The offensive line looks problematic right now for Arizona early in the season. That could be concerning because you've got this high-powered offensive output for Arizona, but man, if you can't protect your quarterback who wants to get the ball downfield to your star wide receiver, then what's any of it worth? I don't know. That remains to be seen. And we know the defense is going to have its issues this year. So I've got Arizona at number 10 right now. But you know what? You go to K-State Friday, prove it. Take care of business. Although I will say in that game, well, let me get to that after the power rankings. All right. Keep the power rankings going at number 11. Baylor, they dropped from number 6. The defense does look much improved, and you saw some of that in the Utah game. But, man, I worry a lot about the other two phases. Offensively, not sure what they've got. Special teams, we saw, obviously, a major blunder on Saturday against Utah with the return for a touchdown by the Utes. So Dave Aranda calling plays is great. But if they're still losing games, 17-14 instead of 31-28, what's it matter? They're still losing games. 12, the Houston Cougars up from 16. If you're surprised by this, you really shouldn't be. Houston lost to Oklahoma, but they were down 2 points in the final minutes with the chance to put together a game-winning drive. They were 28-point dogs. I picked them as my underdog of the week. Some of you thought I was nuts. Go look at the comments, you know, on the YouTube channel if you want to see insanity. You guys were just killing me for believing that Houston could cover the 4-touchdown spread. But what do? We overreact to week one. I didn't think Houston was that bad, and frankly, I don't think Oklahoma's that good or as good as some people think they're going to be. The defense will be good, but I don't know about the offense. First-year starting quarterback, there are issues that have to be worked out. So I moved Houston up 4 spots despite their loss. At number 13 in the power rankings this week, I have got the Kansas Jayhawks down from number 11. So I look at this team and I wonder if they can meet the expectations some people have set out for them. I did not buy the preseason hype. Many of you did. I did not. Jalen Daniels is living off of spectacular plays from 700 days ago, literally 2 years ago. You've got a new offensive coordinator, right? You lost your OC to Penn State. You bring in Jeff Grimes. A lot of moving pieces. And that was noticeable on Saturday. Daniels was not effective, didn't look comfortable. Play calling didn't make any sense. Devin Neal's having himself a good game, only got the ball 14 times. And by the way, don't overlook UNLV this weekend. They beat Houston, and you got them on Friday. So Kansas will try to turn things around this Friday night against UNLV. At number 14, Colorado, down from 10. Colorado's a play or two away from being 0-2. They were never in that game against Nebraska. The offensive and defensive lines do not look much improved at all. And then their star quarterback, son of the head coach, is walking off the field with 2 minutes left for no apparent reason. I don't want it to be a train wreck. I really don't. I'm rooting for Colorado. Them being good and relevant is good for the Big 12. But if they just crash and burn, it's going to get ugly fast. At number 15 in the power rankings, Cincinnati. I mean, what an atrocious job by Scott Satterfield and that staff and team, blowing a 21-point lead to Pittsburgh. My goodness, that is horrendous. And that is the kind of loss that gets you on the hot seat in year two if you're Scott Satterfield. But they should have never been in that situation to begin with. They completely blew that game. No one to blame. Don't point at the refs. Okay, some bad breaks late, but still, you blew a 21-point lead. That's embarrassing. Cincinnati's at 15, down from 14. At number 16, I've got the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Another thing that if you told me 2 weeks ago I would have Texas Tech dead last in the power rankings, I'd say you were nuts. I'd say you were crazy. But here we are. Texas Tech is a couple of plays away from being 0-2. That's horrendous. And this game fell out of reach in the second quarter. So all in all, you look at this and you say, what else are you going to do with Texas Tech? They deserve to be 16. There's nobody else who deserves to be in that spot outside of Texas Tech. That Washington State game, they were never in it. They flew 2,000 miles to never be in a game against a conference that doesn't even exist, the Pac-2, with a new head coach because their head coach bolted. I mean, the whole thing is just all over the place. So it's disappointing. It's one of those things that you look at if you're a Tech fan right now and you say, okay, how do you start to turn this thing around? And you hope it starts this week. I mean, they haven't lost a Big 12 game yet, so that's good. But, man, there is still a lot of work left to be done. A lot of work. And, by the way, I was dead wrong there. For some reason, I had a brain fart. Washington State did not lose its head coach this offseason. So, correction there by me. Bad job by me. But that's what happens when you are doing a show in real time. Here we are in Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Thank you for joining us and being a part of it as we roll through another episode here on the show. Now, I just alluded to it earlier, but there's some early movement in a Friday night game that's very interesting to me, and that is the Kansas State-Arizona game. I always like to look at the trends and see what's happening with the lines, where things are going, where they're not going. And if you look at the Kansas State game this Friday night, you've got Kansas State as a 7-point favorite. But 81% of the bets coming in overall are on Arizona. So 81% of the total wagers are on Arizona. People are betting Arizona plus 7. But the line's not moving. It has stayed at minus 7 consistently. What does that tell you? That tells you the big bets are right now, earlier in the week, are on the Kansas State Wildcats, the big bettors. They're making up for the fact that average Joe betting $5, $10, $15 bucks is hammering Arizona when the $5,000 bets are coming on Kansas State to balance that number out. That's why the line hasn't shifted at all. 81% of the bets, 4 to 5 bets, are coming in on Arizona plus 7, and the line's not moving. That tells you a lot about this game and what the perception is with regular college football fans and with those who do this for a living. So just keep an eye on that. Watch that closely. The wise guys, so to speak, like Kansas State. The average bettor is liking Arizona. I like Kansas State, and I've been tough on Kansas State. I'm not giving you a pick for the game yet. I'll do that later in the week when we get to that point. But I'm looking at this one, and I'm saying just in the trenches. Yes, Arizona has the flash at quarterback and wide receiver, but in the trenches, I don't think Arizona can hang with Kansas State. And Kansas State's still getting its stuff together in the trenches, but I don't think they can hang with them. And I don't know who is going to stop Avery Johnson, DJ Giddens, Dylan Edwards. I don't know who's slowing that down for Arizona. Now, Arizona can play a track meet, but I also believe that their offensive line is going to have a tough time with what Kansas State's defense is going to bring to the table. So we've got some early games this week. We've got Arizona State at Texas State on Thursday night. So that's going to be a fun game. Keep an eye on that. A lot of money's pouring in early on Arizona State. That is fair, I guess you would say. So just look at that. The tickets are favoring Arizona State, but Texas State's no pushover. The game's a push, and Arizona State is due for one of these letdown games where people are going to start loving Arizona State. They're going to start looking at Arizona State and saying, oh, yeah, Sun Devils, I'm buying in. And this is when Vegas makes a ton of money on a game like this. So just keep an eye on that. And then we've got two on Friday. UNLV, Kansas. UNLV's already beaten a Big 12 team in Houston. And the aforementioned Arizona-Kansas State game. The UNLV line moved quickly. The money poured in on UNLV. It opened up at 8.5 in favor of Kansas. It's down to Kansas minus 7. So the early money went heavy on UNLV, and that moved that line about 1.5. So that's what's going on with those pre-Saturday games. We also have, as I mentioned, our first Big 12 conference game of the year, and that's TCU-UCF. That is going to be very compelling ahead of the weekend. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. It's great to have you guys here. Thank you, as always, for being a part of the show. Congratulations, Arizona State. You're number one this week, okay, in our power rankings. Let's see if you can keep it rolling. Just got to get by Texas State on Thursday. That's not too tall a task, right? We'll see. Thank you, guys. Hit that subscribe button on the video. Make sure you're joining us on iTunes, on Spotify, on YouTube. Thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you soon. Join us on the Heartland College Sports Forums. They're free. Have a great day, and go Big 12.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.